participate in local sporting events, such as I'm a member of the country club here, the Bellmead Country Club, where I play golf and tennis, and I also participate in softball and basketball and that sort of thing on a local level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is this? Every time I've come into town, I've noticed the Townsend Bulldog Stadium.
Mm-hmm. That's the high school athletic field. That's where the Thompson football Bulldogs play their game.
Yeah. Is that one of the big teams in the state?
Recently we've gone down. At one time, we had a real tremendous football program. We were back in the middle and late 60s. We, at one stretch, won something like 62 out of 64 games and had two state championships, and I think we actually won. Our winning streak was actually 36, was the longest of the winning streak. Since that time, it's sort of gone down, and we have not had football that we had here 6, 8, or 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Clubs. Oh, yeah, travel. Have you ever traveled? Now, you mentioned you'd been to Chicago this last year.
I've done some traveling, not a whole lot. The traveling that I have done has been within the United States. I have not been out of the country other than for a few hours in Canada, and I've been to the Caribbean. But I've been in most of the states. I've been as far west as California. I've been as far north as New York. And a lot of the places in between.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Well, what about your parents? Are you? Your mother was from.
My mother is a native Georgian. She was born and raised in Sylvania, Georgia.
Yeah.
My father was born and raised in Chicago and moved south when he was 19 years old. And that was about 1931, I think, exactly when he came down.
Okay. And let me see. What about your mother's education? How far did she go in school?
She went to public schools in Scriven County of Sylvania, graduated from the high school there, and then was educated at Wesleyan College.
Mm-hmm.
And at a school, she graduated with a degree in music from a school that is no longer in existence. It was then known as the Atlanta Conservatory in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
My father's education, he was educated in public schools in Chicago, attended the University of Illinois in Champaign, and had, I think, 2 years of college there. And then that was during the Depression and the money ran out. He had started working here that time.
You wouldn't have to know what schools he went to in Chicago, would you?
He finished at Finn High School. Are you familiar with that school?
Yeah. Okay. I went to school out in the suburbs.
Uh-huh.
So we used to play. Finn was a big football, basketball, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And then your father obviously has worked here in the business.
Right. He has been active here all of his adult life and is still active on a part-time basis, really. He works about half the time.
Uh-huh. And your mother, I take it, is pretty much...
She has run the household.
Okay. And then what about your grandparents on your mother's side? You still have family in Scriven County, I think.
Right. Of course, my grandparents on my mother's, on my mother's and my father's side have been dead for some time. My mother's parents were native Scriven Countyans, and